Mr. President, the Governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Keeping with the conciliatory tone he's struck since taking office, Beshear reiterated his call for full funding of state pensions, infrastructure investments, and an across-the-board $2,000 raise for teachers.
See, we figured out how to give tax incentives to corporations, so I know we can figure out how to pay a living wage to the men and women who get up at the crack of dawn every morning to open their classrooms, who stay late to grade papers, and give everything they can so our children have every opportunity.
Also on the governor's agenda, a constitutional amendment restoring voting rights for nonviolent felons who have served their time, ending surprise medical billing, and a hint that his upcoming budget may halt the state's ongoing cuts to higher education. As for funding, Beshear again pinned most of his hopes on expanded gaming, an initiative Republicans say is dead on arrival in the General Assembly. While GOP leaders in the chambers had a positive reaction to the, quote, pleasant vibe of the speech, not everyone was sold on Beshear's overtures. Senate Majority Leader Damon Thayer.
He continues to call for all this bipartisanship and everybody, can't we just get along, when nearly every action he's taken since becoming governor is hyperpartisan.
Louisville Democrat Morgan McGarvey said the governor is keeping promises.
We know he's reached out to Republican leadership already. We know he's gone to the House caucus. What you're seeing is a different tone and the spirit of working together in a budget year.
Beshear will return to the chamber in 2 weeks to deliver his vision for the state's 2-year spending plan. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.